As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori. Gary Player completed his career Grand Slam at the age of 29, winning the 1965 U.S. Open. And Gary, thanks so much for agreeing to stay on with us here. On Talking Golf. It's just always so great to get your incredible wisdom and insight. And you have said that it is the mind that wins championships. And I remember asking you, Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson, during the Honorary Starters press conference early in the week of Masters Week, how you bounced back from major disappointments and the lows that the game of golf presents. And you said, Gary Player, the greatest gift bestowed upon men and women is adversity.
Well, absolutely. If you look at the real great leaders throughout history, let's take Winston Churchill. Just think of the adversity he lived with Hitler about to win the war. And then you have Pearl Harbor, which was a tragedy. But it also saved the war because now Roosevelt was not coming into the war. Now he comes into the war, and of course they win. Then the adversity. Churchill had no chance. Hitler was taking France, Czechoslovakia, all over. They were far more powerful, and yet he inspired a nation with this great command of the English language and this charisma like no other leaders had. And he's in the field, in the battlefield. And then you see these people like Nelson Mandela going to jail for 20 years. Coming out with no hatred, only love and forgiveness. Martin Luther King. You see these people that have had adversity, and you look at the champions, and for me to be a superstar, you've got to win 6 majors. And you look at the guys that have done that. They all came back from some adversity in their life. And that is life. Everybody will have to face up to adversity because it is impossible not to have it. And if you don't get it here, you'll get it in heaven. So be prepared.
I love that philosophy. That's so true. Well, now that the burden has been lifted from Rory, what do you expect from him going forward? I mean, he said it was a heavy weight to carry, and thankfully now it totally frees him up. So what can we expect from Rory McIlroy going forward?
Well, I honestly believe he'll go to double figures with majors. I think Rory now is in a position to go to double figures, because it's not the same kind of competition that if you'd had everybody playing the same tour, which is so sad, because anytime there's confrontation, and I'm very proud to represent the PGA. I've been a PGA member all my life. I love what the PGA do. I don't criticize LIV. We still live in freedom, which is on the wane in the world today. So you still have a choice to go and play your tour. But it definitely takes away that great desire. If you want to be a champion, you have to keep competing against the best all of the time. You have to, because it's such a tough game, and you know. I mean, I was a four-letter man at college. Golf is tougher than all four put together. And this Masters exemplified that. It showed you from playing phenomenal golf, but playing bad golf, he won the tournament. How it could fluctuate and how important the mind was. And the thing is that every time I speak to somebody now, they say, oh, you should see my son. Or you speak to a pro golfer, oh, you should see my junior. Hits it a mile. Well, hitting the ball a mile is an asset, but it's not a necessity. What is a necessity is the mind, because that controls everything. You've got billions of neurons in your mind that are going around like a roller coaster. And how you decide and how you believe, and you've got to believe in you the best. You've got to believe that punishment is part of the game. The mind controls everything. And you cannot win major championships unless you're a great putter. You can't win it just being a good putter now. And you've got to be a great putter. And that's essential.
How did you, Gary Player, stay in the present? How did you fight the mental demons that creep up during the most pressure of situations when you won your 9 major titles? How did you stay in the present and deal with all that pressure?
You know, when I was a young man, the adversity that I had to face up to, it was like a junkyard dog. It was so tough. And it toughened me up. It made me have appreciation. It made me have love. It made me work hard. It made me strive to speak well. It put something in my system that made me with a desire to become the best. And I'll tell you something. We talk about the Grand Slam on the regular tour. I was the only player to win the Grand Slam on both tours. Nobody's done it. Now, which is more difficult, the regular Grand Slam or the senior? Now, Nicholas says I'm talking nonsense. But not one other person. Nicholas tried. Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Raymond Floyd, Al Irwin, all the players, great players of our time. Nobody did it. And you know why the senior Grand Slam was so tough to win? Which Bernard Langer has done, because we kept our bodies in great shape. And most people, when they get to 50, they're nowhere near the shape they were in when they were 25. And so the Grand Slam on the senior tour, let me tell you, I'm as proud of that as I was on the regular tour. And Bernard Langer, you've really got to admire him, the shape he's kept himself in and how well he's played. He's done by far the best of anybody on the senior tour. I had 9 majors on the senior tour. He's got 11.
Yeah. I mean, you two are very similar to me in many ways, particularly the way you stay in shape. You're going to be 90. I know you probably continue to do sit-ups and push-ups, right? And lift and play golf almost every day. And Bernard Langer has, does the same thing. And his early childhood he lived in poverty. And I know you had adversity when you were young. Your father was a coal miner, and you lost your mother when you were young. So there's a lot of similarities there, Gary Player. And yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. How do you think your background?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket.
Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Maybe contributed to your hunger to continue to achieve well into your life?
With me, very much so. With Bernard, very much so. But golf is a game of full of contradictions. Nicholas didn't have all that and became, and there's no question that Nicholas, I judge players by their record on paper, not what they could have done. Tiger Woods is the greatest player that ever lived, but it's not on paper. Now, Nicholas's is on paper. He won. If you look at Nicholas's record, it's by far the best in the world. Not even a question. If you put it on paper and compare it to anybody, it comes out on top. But Nicholas never had the adversity. You know, it's a game of contradictions. And this Masters should make people think, and young boys particularly, I see them throwing clubs and swearing and misbehaving because they hit a bad shot. They should learn. When they saw the shots that Rory McIlroy, the best player in the world, hit and won the Masters and came back, and as bad a shot as he did hit, he hit phenomenal shots. I mean, Rory hit some of the greatest shots you'll ever see at the Masters again. But one thing you have to be is a little lucky. And if you notice, every time he went in the trees, he had a perfect lie. And that, and at number 11, he had a miracle not going in the water. So every one of us that win have to have a break. But young people should realize that hitting bad shots, now this is, I think, the most important thing I'm saying for the youth. Hitting bad shots is part of the game. You cannot play golf without hitting bad shots. And they've got to realize that and not curse and misbehave and throw clubs and thump the ground when they do it.
You are one of six male legends in my book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. I have six female legends in the book as well, and I can't thank you enough for contributing your wisdom and thoughts for that chapter in my book, Life on the Green. But I want to just read the last chapter, your chapter, Gary Player. You said, in quotes, eat half as much as you eat, exercise every day to some extent, laugh three times as much as you're used to laughing, and have unmeasured love in your heart. Now, if you do those four things, you'll be happy and will live a hell of a lot longer. What a great way to finish this interview, because those are true words of wisdom from such a treasure. Gary Player, thank you so much for being on Talking Golf, and I can't wait to see you for your early 90th birthday celebration at your charity function at the end of April.
Thank you, Anne, and thank you for all you do for this wonderful game of golf, the fastest growing sport in the world, I believe, and the greatest game of all, because it's the only sport that is play and stay. Every other sport is playing away early. Thank you for what you've done.
Stay amazing, the great Gary Player. I could talk to him all day. And believe me, that is one of the shorter interviews I've done with Gary Player. I've been talking to him for decades, for sure. You know, he made a reference or two about the fact that the guys today are hitting the ball way too far. He says it's not golf anymore because of the equipment, the new technology, the fact that, you know, these players are exercising, they're much stronger now. And he said he wonders why the RNA and the USGA don't roll back the ball for the pros only. He thinks the ball should be constructed to not go as far. Only for the pros, not for the amateurs. You know, I mean, you got Rory averaging 320 yards off the tee. Last year, the average driving distance on the PGA Tour was 301 yards, which is, I mean, insane. Well, a couple years ago, I remember when the USGA announced new measures for ball manufacturers that they said will come into effect in January 2028 for the pro game and for recreational golfers in 2030. And basically, it was about the manufacturers altering the ball, whether it's the composition of the dimple patterns, which would affect spin rates and limit distance. So it's a huge issue, and it's a topic that we certainly can spend more time discussing in future shows. He also brought up Gary Player, LIV Golf, and hoping all the top players will be able to compete against each other in more tournaments than just four times a year at the majors. He said he thinks taking all that money from LIV takes away the incentive of winning and whatnot. Well, that's a pretty strong opinion, but that's a topic that we will discuss in the future as well, reunifying LIV players and PGA Tour players, where they are in the negotiations, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk about that for sure. As I mentioned earlier, at the RBC Heritage on Hilton Head Island, SW Kim at 15 under has a one-shot lead over Andrew Novak and Justin Thomas heading into today's final round. Kim and Novak, they get started at 1:55 Eastern this afternoon. Justin Thomas at 14 under. He's paired with Maverick McNealy at 13 under. They get going at 1:45. And being that it's a signature event, $20 million purse, the winner takes home $3.6 million. At the Corrales Punta Cana Championship in the Dominican Republic, Joel Dahmen, he has a three-shot lead at 17 under over Chan Kim and Michael Thurbjornsson. Dahmen won this event. That was his only PGA Tour victory about 4 years ago. And on Thursday, he actually set the course record with that 10-under 62. His 6-under 66 on Friday set the 36-hole record there as well. So, hey, if he wins today, he'll get a two-year exemption to play on the PGA Tour. Then we have the JM Eagle LA Championship taking place. And there's a three-way tie for the lead heading into today's final round there, the LPGA event. And a lot of rookies doing well out there. A rookie named Aki Awe, she shot an 8-under in the third round. Lauren Coughlin, who's going for her third LPGA title. And rookie Ingrid Lindblad, they're all tied at 17-under. They're two shots ahead of another rookie, Ina Yoon. And the total prize money there is $3.75 million, the winner earning $562,500. Next week, it's actually the women's first major of the year, the Chevron Championship. Nelly Korda will be attempting to defend her title. The Chevron Championship, it's played in Houston at Carlton Woods, actually the Woodlands, to be precise. And I remember when the championship was previously in Palm Springs, California. Remember when it was known as the Nabisco Dinosaur? I love that event. I used to go out there playing the Pro-Am and record TV shows for my Golf Channel show back in the day, Conversations with Ann Liguori. I mean, I have great memories from that major in the desert, interviewing Joe Pesci, Duke Snider, Ellis Cooper. And those interviews are all in a book, my first book, called A Passion for Golf, Celebrity Musings About the Game. Celine Dion, Matthew McConaughey, Sylvester Stallone, Kevin Costner, Jim Brown, Smokey Robinson, to name a few. Anyway, my thanks to Gary Player, to Brian Riscona, to Ed Arzuman, David Majornik, and Tom Izzo in production. Mark Malusis is up next. Have a happy Easter and a happy Passover. Shout out to golf buddy Billy Bartow. He's well known in the golf circles at Bethpage and beyond. Just a lovely person, a great golfer. Sending Billy Bartow get well wishes for sure. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to with you next Sunday right here on Talking Golf with Ann Liguori.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.